Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Raheemy Harrison Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Aw. Robbie Triano's on one. Loser by Beck. This is Raheemy Harrison, Mark Grody on 670 The Score. And the reason we bring it up is I was inspired. Was I inspired by something that you said to Ranji, Mark? I feel like that's what happened.
That's wild. Maybe that's why during our pre-show meeting, I didn't remember it at first.
Did Ranji ask him to call him daddy?
Did he?
He did not.
Okay.
Luckily.
Interesting.
In this case.
I know that's a thing he does, so.
We were talking about Dakotas, so though. South Dakotas and North
Layla,
Dakotas.
Go ahead. Call me daddy.
Never, ever vomit. Those are two separate sentences.
Hilarious. Daddy needs a sleep.
He left the Field of Dreams game early.
The White Sox one?
He missed Tim Anderson's walk-off.
He's an idiot for
He's
that.
He's the former White Sox postgame host. Like, you have one job in that moment.
Oh, I got to box. I got to beat the traffic. I got to get out of here.
Then why did you go at all?
Right, exactly.
Okay, that's never settled. And I don't think this is either. But Ranji hosted at night this week, and you brought up the phrase, degrees of losing.
In reference to the Chicago Bears. Like, it's, and what I said to him was, and I've said it here before as well, that the Bears are 0-2. I picked the Bears to start 0-2. I picked the Bears to lose by 3 in the first game. I picked the Lions to win game 2, 27-17. I did not expect it to look clueless and train wreck worthy. So that's a bad, it doesn't give you much encouragement. That's why we're all looking for ways to come up with for the Bears to win this game. And even Fishbane, who is very analytical, watches the film, is out here saying basically they're going to win because they have to win.
Right, and I think Dan Weider on Monday with us had the phrase, just lose normal, and that was the inspiration for your podcast. But it does make me want to take a look at the winless teams in the NFL. The Dolphins, I wasn't ready to sound the alarm on them after one win. I wasn't ready after two. And now that they're 0-3, and they lost to the Bills last night.
In Buffalo, though, and they kept it close for the majority of the game.
That's the hard part with some of this. And I know that 0-2 is pretty much guaranteeing that you probably won't make the playoffs, but not in the 17-game NFL season. I feel like we're still getting the data on that and the likelihood. So the Dolphins are 0-3, and because they played a third game, their point differential is minus 41. But how do you guys feel about, say, the 0-2 New York Jets? The close game, of course, to the Steelers, 34-32 loss, and then they lost to the Bills 30-10. They next play the Buccaneers, and then the Dolphins, and then the Cowboys. Where do you rank them as in terms of ranking losing teams?
Are you asking me if I think they're better or worse than the Bears?
Yeah.
I think that they're better than the Bears.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, you want an explanation? I'm sorry. I thought just yes and no would suffice Bears just gave up 52 points. And also, the Jets at least played somebody within 2 points, you know, with the Steelers, and how that game ended. It was a very exciting game. They didn't blow a big lead,
right?
Double-digit lead in the fourth quarter. Also, the Bills
are just normal.
They lost normal. Like,
it's all we're looking for, folks. That's all we're looking for.
And to be honest, they lost normal to the Bills, too, because the Bills are Super Bowl contenders, right. And they're not.
Right. And I thought about this, too, Marshall, because you brought up who the most disappointing team is in the NFL okay. right now. And you brought up the Texans, who are 0-2. They and the Titans are both 0-2. But I think we can all say the Texans have a much better chance of not only making it to above 500, but to the playoffs than the Titans do at 0-2. Those are two different teams.
I agree.
Is it surprising what's going on with the Texans from an offensive standpoint?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Like Stroud for 2 years now, or a year and change.
Well, and also, you know, they did their part to try to get him receivers. I know Nico Collins went down last year and that ended up being an issue. But 2019, the loss to the Buccaneers, where it did look more promising, I think. Also, we perhaps are underrating the Buccaneers. You know, Baker Mayfield threw for video game numbers last year, but they just didn't rush the ball very much either in that game. Houston only got 84 yards rushing as a team, but I still think in that division, they're more likely to go 500 than the other 0-2 team, for example.
And also the Texans, they did very much lose normal because they lost to a Rams team that a lot of people say could win the NFC. And also the Buccaneers, who probably will win the NFC South. So two playoff caliber teams, right. if nothing else. And they were close, competitive games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Does it worry you guys at all that Kansas City's 0-2?
I was just going to bring that up. I mean, they played at the Chargers, lose 27-21. Then they played against Philadelphia. Where'd they play that game?
That was at Arrowhead.
But the other one was Brazil.
Brazil, that's the one. Yeah. Okay, so the first game was...
The Chargers game was Brazil.
The first game. Okay, so the Chargers game... Are we sure? I thought... Oh, no, you're right. So they lose that first game, 27-21. The game against Philadelphia, they lose by 3. Man, it's tough to call that because the Chiefs are just supposed to win,
also,
right?
This is part of the problem with the schedule to begin with is like the Ravens, for example. You know, they're in these marquee matchups to start the year. That was the same thing. We knew what the game of the week was last week, and it was Eagles and Chiefs for good reason.
It was not only was it Eagles and Chiefs, but you look around, really, the story here is the fact that there's 10 winless teams right now.
Right.
And there's 10 of them. It's not like there's 3 or 4. There's not a whole, there's a bunch of 2-0 and 3, and now 1-3-0 team, and then there's a bunch of teams in the middle, and it seems to be like 3 tiers, but some of those teams have played really good teams that are 0-2.
Right, and then you have like the Saints and the Panthers in the NFC South who are both 0-2.
Miami with a healthy 0-3.
I think the Saints, that's a team that you can look at and be like, do we expect the Saints to be good? No, but at the same time, both their losses were... One-score games.
Mm-hmm. And normal.
Yeah, they lost normal. So when you start really looking around, even this team that I'm about to say, 0-2, the Cleveland Browns. No one says Cleveland Browns out loud and thinks that's a good football team. They did not lose normal, per se, last week when they went to Baltimore. But that's at Baltimore, a team that we know is a Super Bowl contender. They lost by 1 point to the Bengals. And I'll take it one step further. The reason that they lost their games is certainly not because of the defense, because their defense has been outstanding to start the season. It's just they couldn't keep up and go four quarters with the Baltimore Ravens.
Right, and then there's the Giants, who I feel like, unfortunately, are at the bottom of the NFC East for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have Russell Wilson as their quarterback in the room, also Jameis Winston, and then Jackson Dart, as we've mentioned. So much of that centered around their quarterback. And then we are all aware of the Bears situation here.
It's a situation, all right.
So are the Bears the worst team?
It is a situation. They've not lost normal. I don't think the Bears are the worst teams out of the winless teams in the NFL. It feels more bleak for Tennessee. It feels more bleak for perhaps the Saints right now, even though they drafted Tyler Shuck. That's how I feel.
Well, it could all... God, I hope we're not doing the loser conversation next year. I hope we're not in this
next
basement.
Year, I hope we're not doing it week. How about that?
Next week is what I meant. I meant next week.
Say, how about
as
next week?
In, let's hope the Bears just win the game so we don't have to have the conversation with the other losers in the NFL.
Yeah, well, for example, even the Texans play the Jaguars, so I'm pretty... Even though it's in Jacksonville,
some of these teams
sure that
feel like they're about to win their first time.
Something's got to give. Yeah.
Exactly. Something will give. That's kind of how this stuff goes. Coming up next on Raheem Harrison-Grody, it's a big return for a former head coach. It's a little different from Ben Johnson going to Detroit. I don't know what to say about the comments that have been made by and about Matt Eberflus this week, but we'll all listen together next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.